need your daily fix of women's mixed martial arts? From the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship, be in the loop, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your fix in women's MMA with Got You Covered on Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Women's MMA Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sarah, and today Will and Tate sat down to recap UFC 217, and as part of that conversation, I came in to talk women's fight between Joanna Jędrzejczyk and Rose Namajunas. So let's tune into that conversation.
All right. We are back, and we are about to start talking about the shocker of the night for me. Once again, I'm your host, Tate. I have Will here.
What's up?
And I also have Miss Sarah.
Hello. You brought me in for the sad part. I might cry, just, you know, to warn you.
I know she's, you know, I don't know what Karen Bryan's podcast is called, but she's talked about Joanna Jędrzejczyk being her spirit animal. And I can't disagree. She is definitely, I hate to use the same term, but she's definitely been my spirit animal. She's been the most rounded fighter, the most unstoppable force. And then she got knocked out. How does that happen? Joanna Jędrzejczyk got knocked out. Does anyone
quickly?
Does anyone have a, you know, please tell me that there's going to be Christmas this year, because things have been turned upside down in my world here.
I mean, 11 would do that.
So, we have a new champion in Thug Rose, and I love Thug Rose. I love saying Thug Rose. I have been a big fan of her ever since The Ultimate Fighter. I thought she should have been the very first strawweight champion. But she was going up against a force of nature. I thought she had no chance at all. And then the fight happened. As a matter of fact, and everyone kept giving, I think everyone has revisionist history, because everyone's talking about how calm and cool Rose was. I personally thought that Joanna was breaking her mentally. But then when they got in the ring, the fight never looked right to me. What was you guys' thought on the fight? I'm going to let Sarah go first on this one. Give me your thoughts.
I was so calm going into this fight. I didn't have any nerves. I'm like, okay, we're going to watch this. It'll be a good fight. Rose is a great fighter. But, you know, I had no doubt that Joanna was going to win. I just didn't have any doubt. And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching the fight. And then she looks great. And then the fight starts and she doesn't look like Joanna. She just didn't quite look like her normal self. So I was shocked, yes, but in retrospect, I can see that Joanna didn't quite look like herself.
I agree. What about you, Will?
Yeah, I came in with a similar prediction as you, that Joanna would just run rampant on anything that Rose had for her. And I thought it was going to be like all the other fights that Joanna's had, where the challenger is always bloodied and looking very disfigured when the fight ends. And it didn't happen like that.
The crimson mask that you talked about.
I talked about the crimson mask. I thought it was going to happen. And it was far from that. And I was really surprised by how technical and patient Rose was. Even though she's shown glimpse of that before. I didn't see it coming against someone like Joanna, who was spending all of fight week getting into her head. And it just didn't happen like that.
All right. When I looked at this fight, and I've watched it too many times, I need therapy. And Joanna didn't look right. I kind of think like it was, I don't know if it was nerves. Joanna's timing was horrible this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that beforehand, even before I thought it wasn't, you know, Joanna tends to be more susceptible to getting caught early in fights. But I went back, and when we watched it again today, I counted how many shots did Joanna throw when the fight first started before she actually landed a real shot. How many shots did she throw that was short of the mark? It was 18 straight shots that I thought would land it, that was like short of the mark, that she just clearly missed. Like she was throwing at air. It was like her timing was off. She wasn't engaging. It was like, and it seemed like, and maybe Joanna knew something that we didn't know. It was like she was fearful of Rose's power because she didn't want to get too close to Rose that she could get countered. And so I felt like her kicks were short. I felt like her jab was short. Her hook was short. Everything. And I mean, it wasn't just like she missed her by an inch. She would miss her by long distances. Do you recall that, Will?
Remember me
counting?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just counting miss shots that were like that fell way short of the mark. That was not Joanna Jędrzejczyk in there. What's your thoughts, Sarah?
No, I agree. And, you know, we're going back to Will's comment from last week about the Crimson Mask. And there was no chance to even complete that because she really didn't get any significant strikes in order to do that. And then she was the one with the black eye and the, you know, at the end.
Yeah, Rose, you know what? But, you know, in the difference where we were talking about how Joanna kept falling short of the mark, I thought Rose did an excellent job of closing the gap.
Yep.
Yeah.
She would keep herself at distance, and then when she would close the gap between them incredibly fast and tag Joanna consistently. Will, do you agree? What was your take? I mean, the fight wasn't very long.
I kind of agree with all of you guys. I mean, it was a combination of factors to me. I mean, I'm going to go back in history too. When you have a dominant champion like we've seen with an Anderson Silva, and a Ronda Rousey, where they start to call their retirement, where they're going to just continue to run rampant on people and just continue to go proverbially undefeated in their primes. And then it always gets to that point where they get a little too overconfident in their skills. And I feel like we didn't see that coming with Joanna because she's always been like that. But maybe in her mind, that was partially it.
I apologize for cutting you off, Will. I just wanted to interject there. This one I disagree on. And the only reason why I disagree with you on this is because of one thing that I know. If I didn't know this little fact, I would say, absolutely. She just took Rose for granted. But you don't have a 13-week camp if you're taking someone for granted. Do you agree?
Well, what is the surprise that she was going to have for us? She was like, when she was doing the weigh-in, she's like, the boogie one's coming for you. I've got a surprise for you all. And what is that?
Oh, I know what the surprise is.
What was it?
She was going to get knocked out.
Surprise. Gotcha.
Surprise. I'm going to sleep. No. You can't talk about my
I know. I know. It hurts me. It hurts me to say that.
But I love Rose, too. That's the weird thing. It's like, you know, you got two girlfriends and they're fighting, but you love them both. You know, that's...
That's your life. We're not going to talk about it.
Don't knock it till you try it. Oh, sorry. Her surprise was that she was going to beat Rose, and then she was going to put herself in to fight the winner of the flyweight championship.
Okay, I mean, I expected that. I thought she was going to do something like implemented in her game plan.
She wanted to be champ.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so she was gonna go.
That's looking too far ahead, too.
Yeah.
To me, that's a little bit too far ahead.
But Joanna always does that. I mean, before her last fight, she wasn't even that close to fighting her last fight, and she was already predicting who she was going. She was going to beat that person and then fight the winner of a certain fight. She always does that.
Yeah, it was just so surprising because she's just been calling everything and being herself and doing everything, but it just wasn't against against the right person. Then,
if you're gonna give out the Nostradamus Award of the Week, why not get it to Cody Garbrandt? Because he said he was gonna win, knock TJ out, and go down and fight Dominic Cruz and Demetrius Johnson. And he was wrong on all accounts. So, you know, it wasn't just Joanna who made bad predictions. There was other bad predictions out there.
Mike Bisping, all the fighters generally made.
Yeah. In 217, the moral of this story of the Aesop fable is stop predicting what you're going to do before you fight the guy that's going to punch you in the face. Because they were all wrong. Every one of them was wrong.
Dead wrong. Like, completely opposite of right.
Even Gamebred, who said he was going to knock out Wonder Boy. All those guys were wrong.
Every single thing they said, the opposite happened. Like,
yes, when Cody was in the ring and he said, you're not making it out of this round. Well, he was kind of right. He didn't make it out of the round because Cody went to sleep. He didn't go to sleep, but he got stopped.
You're not going to take me down with this. I'm going to win.
217, don't go to New York and make predictions, okay? That's the moral of the story.
Sorry, Tate, I'm going to jump in here and interrupt you for just a moment because we are going to take our break for the podcast. But when we come back, Tate will give his prediction, which he just said, don't make predictions. But Tate's going to give his prediction for what he thinks is next in this women's division. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with the GSMC Women's MMA Podcast.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
We are back with the GSMC Women's MMA Podcast. Time to find out what that prediction that Tate was about to make is.
Now, when we look at this, I'm going to tell you this. This was my prediction, was the crash and fall of the strawweight division. And I'm going to explain why I had this prediction going. And once again, UFC 217... Even in your head, don't make predictions, because I'm wrong. My prediction was Joanna was going to go in there and chew up Rose. And that would start the mass exodus of fighters flocking to the flyweight division. Because all those guys, the division had gotten cleaned out. And so when you look at Jessica Andrade, And
Claudia Gadelha.
All I can think of is how happy Claudia Gadelha must be right now, because
no, she's not, because she just lost.
She just got beat up by Andrade.
But she, you know, I mean, what was she going to do? Fight Joanna once a year?
Well, that was going to be my prediction. They were all going to move up in weight. Mm-hmm. I thought all those people were going to move up in weight because they were like, they're not going to give me another title shot, so I have no shot at the strawweight title. I'm going to flock to... So all the top fighters I was going to predict were going to go to the flyweight division. That has been put on hold because Rose Namajunas is champion, Claudia Gadelha, Jessica Andrade, all of those guys, they have title shots coming up now. As long as Thug Rose is champion, the whole division has been rejuvenated. You know, when you start looking at it as in Jessica Andrade, yes, title shot. Gadelha, title shot. Caroline Kovacevic, title shot. Tisha Torres is right there for a title shot. Michelle Waterson, she's right back in the picture again. Cinta Carvillo, which could be the most dangerous person of all. Title shot. No one in their right mind was ever going to give Carla Esparza another shot at that title, even though she was the original champion. But now with Rose, she beat Rose. She gets a couple of wins, title shot. All these people, Felicia Herrick, who has won a couple, who's won a few fights in a row. She's in the title picture here. That's where we'll stop at. Paige VanZant is number 10. And wait a minute, though. I'm going to tell you this. The reason why, I know you guys laugh, but my prediction, and it has been talked about.
Stop predicting.
Oh, no. 217 is over.
Yeah, yeah.
We're no longer in New York. I'm back to the Nostradamus world. Miss Cleo, Paige VanZant versus the winner of The Ultimate Fighter, flyweight division. Paige VanZant is going to get the very first title shot. That's my prediction. It's already been talked about, but I think it's going to happen. Whoever wins Ultimate Fighter, what's the best way to get that division kicked off? But a Paige VanZant versus the new flyweight champion, that's box office. The UFC is about box office. That's a box office match. I predict that. But everybody from... Alexa Grasso is number 11. All these women now are right back in the title picture. But when you look at this, if Joanna wins this fight, and let's say Joanna was to win the Rose, beat Rose in convincing fashion, what do you do with Joanna? You have to move her up in weight because you were going to say put her against Tisha Torres. Is it Cynthia Carvillo or nothing? This changed that whole entire division. It makes it very interesting. Just saying.
So let's talk about Rose as champion and how do we see her moving forward? Because we've seen before, it's not easy to be the champion and have to do all the promotions and do everything that goes along with that and still train. And how do we see her handling this new role?
Okay. Do you want to go first, Will, on that one, or do you want me? I know you don't. You don't normally hit the women's circuit that is hard.
I was going to say that it would be a complete reset button because all of those matchups are available now, and if I'm looking at the rankings right now, I don't know if Rose beats Jessica Andrade. Jessica Andrade was fierce.
She's a beast. She's a beast. But here's the thing, Rose is just as good. Okay, and this is kind of disrespectful to say this about Rose. And Rose, I love Rose, and I keep saying that. But when you remove Joanna Jędrzejczyk from the picture, and first off, Joanna is going to get an immediate rematch. And let's say that Rose gets past that. Jessica Andrade is a powerhouse. But I think Rose can handle her. It's a coin flip. It's now there's a whole bunch of TJ Dillashaw Cody fights out there. Jessica Andrade, Rose Namajunas, coin flip. Claudia Gadelha.
No, I have Rose.
I got Claudia Gadelha.
I got Rose.
Claudia Gadelha. I will take Claudia Gadelha against every single person in the flyweight, in the strawweight division, including Joanna Jędrzejczyk for two rounds.
There you go.
After that, she doesn't have the stamina. But the first two rounds can't anyone, and that includes Jessica Andrade. Claudia Gadelha ran out of gas, and then Jessica Andrade just steamrolled her. But it's a coin flip. Karolina Kovačević, that's a coin flip. I take Rose against Tisha Torres. It's Michelle Waterson, that's...
She really knocked her out.
I know, but that's one I take Rose. If Joanna doesn't get the title, the one person that is the scariest person in that division is Cynthia Carvillo. I'm telling you, I love her saying that when she's on the mat, she's like a shark in water because that girl is dangerous. She's a superstar just waiting to happen. That was the one person that I always... I thought nobody in this division had a shot at all of beating Joanna Jędrzejczyk except for Cynthia Carvillo. Anyone has a take on that one? Sarah?
I disagree.
Go ahead, Will.
Go ahead, Will.
I saw her most recent fight. It was against Joanne
Calderwood. Yeah. Yes, it was.
I was not impressed. I was not impressed by her ability to just be content with taking Joanne down.
Okay, here's the thing. Joanne Calderwood, in my opinion, is the most disrespected woman in the entire division. That woman, and I've done it, everyone overlooks her. She's a beast. She's just a beast with a squeaky voice that's kind of, she has a very unique voice. And I don't think fighters take people, the media, UFC, people don't take Calderwood as serious as she should. That girl's the real deal. And you got to be very careful or you will get your butt whooped by her. She's the real deal. I think her ranking's a little low, but I mean, this division is just loaded.
The thing about Joanne that we're getting off topic here, but the thing about her is that she comes in and fights different fights at times. She gets tentative. I mean, in her fight against Valerie Letourneau, that was very impressive to me, and that was in the flyweight division. I was very impressed by that, but it's kind of like touch and go with her. Some fights she shows up and is a killer, and then the other fights she's just kind of just a little bit better than them, and then some fights she just gets it taken from them. Taken from her, and that was the fight that I saw against Cynthia Calvillo. When I see someone like Jessica Andrade or a Claudia Gadea or even a Carolina Kovacevic, I don't see them having problems with Calvillo.
Well, and see, I definitely do. I can't lie to you. My take, I take Cynthia over every single person in that division that's not named Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And I'm going to say this right now. Joanna will not be the same fighter in the rematch. She's getting the rematch because she's been too big of an ambassador to the UFC. She's done everything the UFC has ever wanted and more. All the media, the impressive wins, she's technically in title matches, she's already tied Ronda because Ronda had one less. Ronda was given the title where Rose took the title.
Rose or Joanna?
I mean, sorry. Joanna took the title where Ronda was given the title. So in title matches, they have the same amount of title matches, Ronda and Joanna Jędrzejczyk. So I personally think the record is tied between those two. But going back to the fight, I don't think that, I mean, if you're like Joanna was fighting Rose, there was too many shots that did not land that never kept. There was nothing to keep Rose off of Joanna. In the rematch, I think they will see that she wasn't landing. I think she'll start faster. She'll connect more, which will keep Rose more at a bay. And I think you'll see a very different fight in the rematch. What's your thoughts, and I'm going to have each of you go, on the rematch, Thug Rose versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go first. I mean, I would hope that they're going to, I don't hope we would see a different fight. I mean, what's the point of having a rematch if you're going to do the same thing? So, and Joanna tends to be, I see her as a bit of a perfectionist, so I can't imagine that she's going to watch that fight and not make changes.
Well, I see it either repeating as a Rose win or it becoming a war, as you mentioned, because if Joanna makes it out of the first round, then it becomes a striking chess match. I don't think it's going to go to the ground much in this fight. So I see it being more of a technical match versus kind of like a Muay Thai versus more boxing heavy style that Rose has, you know?
Okay.
And if it goes to distance, I'm going to have to give it to Joanna just because of all the championship fights that she's had and
if it goes to distance, I would predict in the rematch a unanimous decision on Joanna's part. But I could see this fight again being very similar where round one and round two, Rose will have the ability to crack Joanna again. I think the big difference will be the fact that she will be able to land more shots. she'll be able to close more distance. It's going to be interesting. I don't know when they're going to have the rematch, but you know, there's already talk that this is that it's going to happen. Even Dana said, you know, Joanna has, you know, earned that right. So is it going to be my last word? Does anyone else have anything else to say on this before we wrap this this segment up?
Do you have a winner between that potential rematch?
Oh, I hate predicting against Rose because Rose has proved me wrong. But until I see Joanna lose again, I'd say Joanna did not come in as Joanna. This in the rematch, it would be the real Joanna, and I think the real Joanna is just a better fighter. I would take Joanna. And we're not going to wrap things up because one other question is, in the interview, Joanna consistently says, "I did not tap out." I watched the video 30 ways to Sunday. Joanna tapped out. Does everyone agree that she tapped out?
Yes.
I saw two taps.
Yes.
They were tap, both tap. By Joanna.
And I was trying to figure out, was there, you know, was she just trying to gest her hand or something like that? Those were taps, yeah. Right?
Tap, straight mm-hmm. up. Nothing about it. Maybe she's just trying to keep that in her mind and have that champion mindset that we love about her. But
I think she was buzzed, and I also think that, you know, people look down on a fighter tapping out, but I think it was a smart decision to tap out because she was done. And but I think it was a tap out. And I'm going to use that as our last segment. I cannot wait to see the rematch. Congratulations to Rose Namajunas. Joanna Jędrzejczyk, thank you for being a spectacular champion. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other fights on this card. Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's Mixed Martial Arts Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.